All right, we are back. This is the Harry Thomas Show for November 9th, 2010. This show is aimed at fighting global government and corruption. The website is located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. And you can also find me on the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. We are in a fight against the New World Order and their plans for a one-world government. For those of you who have supported this show throughout the years, I want to make this announcement that my health has improved, my speech is back, and we are ready to move ahead in this fight for our lives against tyranny and the total takeover of our societies. I want to talk a little bit about the election that just happened, and the media is a lot of talk about the Tea Parties, and these Tea Parties started with the Ron Paul movement, and they were co-opted and taken over by entities in the media, namely Glenn Beck, that are shilling, because they know that people are upset. They know that the people want change and they want true change. So what they're doing is they're offering an outlet, a release valve, in order to make the people believe that they're getting what they want. When in reality, we've seen time and time again, these same people, these media heads, these talking heads that are controlled by the CIA, run amok and lead the people astray during very key times, especially when it comes to supporting banker bailouts, health care, and a lot of other systems that are put in place by the globalists to accomplish their plans of complete control. So all these Tea Party candidates, some of them are legit. Rand Paul got in. Some of them are not legit. So just because the media has said that the Tea Party candidates did real well and there's a lot of different ideas going into government, we must keep an eye on these people and hold them accountable for their actions. See, we've seen time and time again where politicians say one thing during the campaign, but their voting record speaks loudly of a total different agenda. And that agenda is put forth by the banking cartel, the military-industrial complex, and these corporate entities that really have no interest in the people at all. Their only interest is getting more and more control for themselves. And that's what this show is all about, is exposing some of the key elements. It's impossible to cover it all when it comes to the global web of corruption. But we are trying to put a dent into it and get information out to the people. I also want to make an announcement about 12160 that has been a big supporter of the show and also has very good information on a daily basis. It is a community-based network, and you can find a lot of information over there, and they are located at snardfarker.ning.com. That's snardfarker.ning.com. Check it out and get involved in this fight for our lives. Now, one of the plans that the globalists have for us is they want all human beings microchipped. That would be their big dream. Their big dream of control would be to microchip everybody. And there is a plan by the globalists to have all humans microchipped by the year 2025. Their plan is going into effect. You can check out spychips.com. They have an excellent website tracking RFID technology and other things that are going on with the Big Brother takeover. And that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about technology run amok and a Big Brother system being put into place. And this article that came out today, Tuesday, November 9th, 2010, by Mike Adams, the health ranger, over at naturalnews.com. The headline reads, Big Pharma to begin microchipping drugs. And we've seen this microchipping in VIPs, military officials, government officials. We've seen it used on pets. So they're slowly incrementing this system into our lives. And that's exactly how they do it. They do it little by little in little small increments. And what that does is it conditions us to think that these things are okay and that we should accept them. This article goes on to read, "The age of pharmaceutical microchipping is now upon us. Novartis, one of the largest drug companies in the world, has announced a plan to begin embedding microchips in medications to create smart pill technology. The microchip technology is being licensed from Proteus Biomedical of Redwood City, California. Once activated by stomach acid, the embedded microchip begins sensing its environment and broadcasting data to a receiver worn by the patient. This receiver is also a transmitter that can send the data over the internet to a doctor." Now, what this is smart pills. We've seen this smart technology before, where their plans are to RFID chip all of our food and all of our products. And they're going to have like smart refrigerators and stuff to where when your products are getting low or they're not there, it reminds you to go out and buy more. I mean, the marketing industry has really been collecting a lot of data on people to try to push their agendas on the people. Novartis plans to start microchipping its organ transplant anti-rejection drugs and then potentially expand microchipping to other pharmaceuticals in its product lineup. And that's how it starts. They slowly start, we're just going to be doing this in organ transplant people. And they make it sound real legit. And they make it sound like something that, you know, will benefit mankind in general. But what they don't tell you is the overall plan to expand upon that stuff past what they originally say. And this same technology could soon end up in pills made by other drug companies too. And this is the beginning of the microchip age. Novartis does not expect to have to conduct full-scale clinical trials to prove the new product's work, reports Reuters. And there's links to all this stuff up at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Now, that's a very important thing there. They're not expecting to conduct full-scale clinical trials. Now, the question that's asked in this article is what chemicals or heavy metals are contained in the microchip itself? A microchip that transmits data obviously must have a power source, meaning that it's got to have some kind of a battery or capacitor. And the materials used in capacitors and batteries are toxic to the human body and should never be eaten. Microchips are not food, and to swallow them seems risky to your health, especially if you're swallowing several microchips per day. So the implications of this can seriously be deadly. Another huge concern with microchips that transmit data is data privacy. If these microchips are broadcasting information, then obviously that information can be picked up by anything nearby, including potentially unscrupulous individuals and organizations that might put it to nefarious use. Now, the really scary part about these microchip medications is that this technology will be used to make sure people are taking their medications. You know, the drug companies, they think that they're going to lose a lot of money if people forget their meds. You know, and we've seen time and time again a lot of this stuff put out on the market that isn't healthy at all. And in some cases, very deadly. And it causes a lot of other health issues. Now, this smart pill microchip technology will likely be used to track what pills patients have taken so that they can be gently reminded to take more pills they may have forgotten. And this is a marketing business, okay? But they call it a community program, you know? And they want to make sure that they get repeat sales. And this thing, this whole technology only benefits the drug companies. It does not benefit the patients really at all. And coming soon are going to be police drug scanners and employer drug scanners. Now think of the implications of this. This might be very useful for employers who don't want to hire people taking medications. They invite you for an interview and quietly scan for drug broadcast data. Cops, too, could use similar scanning devices to determine if a driver at the scene of an accident might be medication impaired. And it's even easier to use than a breathalyzer test. You know, so, you know, the fact is that the pharmaceutical companies, they always try to manipulate their data. They don't do the clinical tests, which has been admitted and published right in Reuters. And they're not going to advertise that there are holistic ways to take care of your health. Now, the best way to avoid all this risk is to simply eat veggies, drink your superfoods, and don't become a trackable, traceable microchip subject of the medical industry that wants to turn your body into a chemical profit center. And you can find this at naturalnews.com. You can also find it over at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Now, 9/11 has been a huge issue on this show for years. There was huge news that came out today out of newworldorderreport.com. Thousands of videos and pictures from 9/11 were just released. 88 gigabytes of the NIST footage. And they are looking for CEDARS programmers and people with CSS skills. So you can find them over there at newworldorderreport.com. You can thank the upstart nonprofit, the International Center for 9/11 Studies, whose efforts have at last borne fruit. The International Center for 9/11 Studies was founded in 2008 by Director James Gurley, a Texas lawyer who began questioning the events of 9/11 after watching a presentation given by David Ray Griffin on C-SPAN. And you might ask, well, what's the big deal? 9/11 was done by terrorists in a cave, Al-Qaeda. You know, what's the big deal about all this videos and pictures being released? Well, the thing is, the evidence speaks for itself. And if you really don't know anything about 9/11, I would highly suggest that you do a little bit of research on it and do your research outside of the box. Okay, don't rely on just mainstream media like Popular Mechanics and PBS sources to get your information from, because these media outlets are owned by the same globalists that are behind a lot of these false flag events. And a false flag event is something that happens and then blamed on an individual for different reasons. They're using a concept called the Helgarian principle. It's called problem, reaction, solution, where they want to accomplish something, usually something very tyrannical, like passing the Patriot Act, getting a big, huge bureaucracy like Homeland Security in place, and passing all kinds of tyrannical legislation. But they can't come out and say they want to do this, so they have to invent a threat, okay? And then they have an event, the people cry out for the government to do something, and then they implement the solution, which is what they wanted to get done from the get-go. And you might think to yourself, this sounds a little crazy, but it actually, historically, it's been used time and time again. And if you do a little bit of research, you will find evidence that these principles are being used. Now, the torrent files for all the download and seed are at 911datasets.org. You can go to 911datasets.org and download the 88 gigabytes. Now, volunteers at this International Center for 9/11 Studies are going to be analyzing a computer model of Building 7 that NIST reluctantly released to determine whether the parameters used in their investigation were scientifically legitimate. David Chandler will continue to provide his technical expertise by publishing a video that contains a detailed analysis of the recording. So we're going to have to keep an eye out for this stuff. The Cumulus video clips, which total about 86 gigabytes in size, have been made available online, and instructions for download can be viewed, again, I will say it again, at 911datasets.org. That's where you can find the torrents. Download this stuff and take a look at it for yourself. Do your research, download these video and pictures, and you will see some amazing evidence of demolition, of buildings having explosives and explosive materials in them. You will see things that go against scientific nature, against the law of physics. Buildings that come down in free fall speed. You will see missing evidence at the Pentagon. You will see missing evidence in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And then, if you go a little further and follow the money, you will find some very shady characters. Some of which own the complex, like Larry Silverstein. Some are high government officials. Dick Cheney himself is implicated in the crimes of 9/11. And again, you might think that this is outrageous information if you're hearing it for the first time, but definitely 9/11 was an inside job. It was not done by anywhere on the outside. Nobody could get NORAD to stand down like they did that day. Nobody could have war games going on that depicted flying planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center to confuse the communication systems of NORAD. The only ones that could do this are the perpetrators themselves. The list goes on and on. I mean, I've covered this in detail on the show before, and there's a lot of information out there. Do a search for 9/11 research, and you will find all kinds of information on this. What is contained in this NIST Cumulus video folder is 6,500 video clips that NIST used in its investigation. It is important to note that NIST did not voluntarily turn over the entire Cumulus data to us. There are some copyright holders, alleged copyright holders, that are withholding small amounts of material, and I'm sure that that material is some of the most incriminating evidence. See, the proof is in the pudding. The evidence speaks for itself. That's why shortly after 9/11 they said they could not show the footage anymore of 9/11 because it would hurt the feelings of the victims in 9/11. When again that was another excuse not to show the evidence anymore. They're in cahoots with the international banking cartel that has taken over our country. You know, and I'm not going to get into all that today, but if you follow this show regularly, you will pick up information that concludes without a shadow of a doubt that there is a conspiracy against the people of the whole planet, in fact, and that world government is getting set into place. This organization is currently engaged in litigation against NIST and will continue fighting for a complete list. Complete release of all these materials. Now, you can find the research over at ic911studies.org. So there's a really good place to start. Also, another good place to start to do your investigation of 9/11 is at 911blogger.com. There you will find a background of all the research that's been in place on 9/11. Research that has not been made public by the mainstream media. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the 9/11 commission that was put in place to investigate this, that several members, almost half of the members, have come out public and said that the investigation was a total farce. that the government administrations in place at the time did nothing but snowball it, to block it. So I definitely, definitely encourage anybody to investigate 9/11 for themselves, because this is one of the biggest frauds in the history of the planet. And it's being used to further the New World Order agenda. And the New World Order is a plan. It's basically a word that is being used for international globalists that want to put in place a cashless society control grid, a one world government. They want to rob us of our sovereignty of our United States and put us under a global control, an international government. The UN is a big part of this, and I would highly suggest that you investigate what the UN's about and some of the crimes that they've been involved in. You will be shocked. All right, well, this is the first show coming back. I will be doing more shows in the future. Stay tuned for more information on future shows. You can find a lot of the older material at the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. And you can also find shows at harrythomas.podomatic.com. And for current news, please go over to snardfarker.ning.com. And, you know, we must stand for something or we will fall for anything. Thank you for listening. And always remember, together we will make a difference.